Commentator Joel Achenbach has noticed that a lot of attention is being paid to this country's earliest leaders, and he thinks it all feels a little bit familiar.
It seems every year we're assigned another hefty book about the men who made America. David McCullough on John Adams, Walter Isaacson on Benjamin Franklin, and now Ron Chernow on Alexander Hamilton. In the fall, Joe Ellis will deliver us George Washington. And books on Thomas Jefferson have become as common as books on cutting your carbs. I'm tempted to say that the founders are becoming more popular than the Beatles. In fact, the founders were very much like the Beatles. They were revolutionaries. They were brilliant and cantankerous and experimental and sometimes vicious. They reinvented their world. Let's ask the next obvious question. Which one is John? Who's Paul? Who's George? Who's Ringo? Jefferson is easy. He's obviously Paul McCartney. Think of Jefferson's melodious writing style, his ability to turn political rhetoric into a kind of music. Brilliant phrases popped into Jefferson's mind in the same way that Paul could wake up one morning with the tune of Yesterday in his head. The fact that many people can't stand Paul echoes the current academic rage against the hypocrisies of Jefferson. Jefferson had that awful period in his old age when he became obsessed with states' rights. Paul had his wings phase. Chernow's biography of Hamilton portrays him as very much of a John Lennon figure. Hamilton was a turbulent genius, wildly creative, and yet prone to controversy and excess. Hamilton's political feud with Jefferson is all too reminiscent of what eventually happened to John and Paul. And finally, Hamilton's tragic end, gunned down in a duel, is a painful analog to the Lennon saga. James Madison is George Harrison. He's overshadowed by stronger personalities, yet he seems essential to the mix. The Beatles needed George leading them to India. The founders needed Madison assuring them that Republican government could survive on a continental scale. The famous tract we call Federalist No. 10 was the While My Guitar Gently Weeps of the 18th century. Ben Franklin is Ringo. They're the oldest of their groups. They have the best sense of humor. They're the most purely lovable. Obviously, there's one major figure I haven't mentioned, George Washington. The problem with Washington is that he's not just a founder. He's the indispensable man. He's the one person everyone else looked up to. He's at a different level of the game. So lofty is his presence, so majestic, that one can't put him in a foursome, no matter how fab. Washington is Elvis.
Joel Achenbach is a reporter for The Washington Post and author of The Grand Idea, George Washington's Potomac and the Race to the West.